stop is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Joan been up to today?
Wes, this is WB4FEE, Dan over in Simpsonville. And Gary, it's been a kind of a slow day. I went to the gym this morning, got back, and Joan was getting some stuff ready. We had a little meeting of our adults, of all the adults, the older adults and all, especially at church this morning about 11:30 for a little get-together, just a friendly get-together and a little meal. You know how that goes. And we haven't been able to have one for quite a while due to this COVID thing and all, and so we're trying to get things kind of normalized again there, over.
Not that completely, Dan. You know, when you can't get together in fellowship with one another, it kind of hurts after a while. And it makes us all feel better when you can get back to doing that again. But I'm glad you got all that started back. Well, I say you. Y'all got it all started back up again so you can start getting together again. I've been out here. I didn't do much out in the yard today, but I worked out in the garden yesterday, and I was out there running the tiller over it just a little bit to knock off a few of the weeds and things that were growing up, and I was going around the edge of the garden and found me a yellow jacket's nest. But I took care of them last night. They're no longer with us.
Roger that. I hope when you found them, you were real fast. And then again, I've heard that he just stands still and it won't bother you. But I know one time we had a yellow jacket old guy down in the woods when we was out doing some scouting for some deer, to deer hunt and all. And a guy sat down on a stump, to smoke. And a little bit that he knew there was a yellow jacket's nest right at the foot of that stump in the ground right there. And when he sat down there, his foot hit that thing. And he commenced to jumping up and shouting and running around there. And I didn't know what would happen to him. I thought he done got in the spirit or something there. And he took off running, said, hollering yellow jackets. Well, I took off running. And I went even close to him. And before I got down the road there very far, I had them all over my back, stinging me through my shirt. And I got hit about six or eight times, stood right there by the stump, stood still, didn't get the first sting on him there.
Yeah, I can just see that now. Guy sits down on, you're out there deer hunting, and guy sits down on the stump, all of a sudden he jumps up and starts to holler. I think he probably got filled with the Holy Ghost too at that point. But I got stung one time. I had on black pants out there in the garden. Had on a white shirt, and I had one land on my arm. He didn't sting me on the arm. But they don't like dark colors for some reason. I know the honeybees don't like dark colors, and I have found out the other bees don't like dark colors either. And that might have been part of it. But when those tines went across that hole, of course, it blocked the hole up pretty good there for a minute or two. And that may be what saved me, Dan. I don't know. But I'm not allergic to bees. It hurt for a few minutes, but other than that, it's all right today. But I took care of them bees because I didn't want to be out there getting ready to pick tomatoes or green beans or something and forget about them.
I don't blame you a bit for that. But anyway, my little old tomato plant, I planted that barrel out here. That thing's coming on now. It don't have no tomatoes on it yet, but it's got blooms all over it, and it's about... I guess it's a good 2 feet tall now, a little better. So that little old sprout really took off after I put a little of that miracle growth stuff on it. But anyway, I hope your garden's coming along all right. I sprayed, I did spray a little Roundup around the yard out here today, around all the edges and all, trying to keep my grass trimmed back and all. So that saves me a lot of trimming to do when I cut the grass there over.
Understand that, Dan. I was going to do that today, but I got up about 7 o'clock this morning and came in, put the coffee on. When the coffee was ready, I walked out on the back deck to sit down and drink my coffee. And there was a nice breeze blowing, and I said, well, I don't guess I'll spray no Roundup today. I don't want to get it on the bushes or the garden or anything like that, you know. Don't want to get on something that I don't want dead. So I didn't do it today, but I'll get up one morning and it'll be calm out there, and I'll just go out there and get the stuff and run around the yard with a sprayer and get all that taken care of. But I'm like you. Running that weed eater is not as easy as it used to be. So I just use a little bit of chemical spray and kill that stuff. It's around the bottom of the chain link fence and around the edge of the house and stuff like that, where I don't have to run that weed eater. It makes life a whole lot more simple.
You got that right, that's for sure. And saves a lot of time, too. Saves a whole lot of time. I'm gonna have to get on out of here. You tell Miss Joy we say hello, and hope she's doing all right. Your son there too. I will be talking to you again here before too long. Have more discussions, equipment stuff with you a little further, and see what we're gonna do. Anyway, Gary, it's been a pleasure talking with you, man. Take care out there, and when you're out there running that tiller and that garden and all that stuff, you just think about me. I love gardening. I really do. I miss mine. But you take care. Miss Joy, hello to her, and 7-3s to y'all. And I hope you have a good week, Gary. Talk to you soon. Thanks. WP4FE, clear.
Okay, Dan, well, you be sure and tell Miss Joan we said hello. We're going to have to get together one of these days and go out to lunch or like early supper or something like that, me and you and Joan and Joy. I think that'd be a good thing to do. We hadn't seen each other in a good long while, and I would enjoy that immensely. But y'all take care. Have a great evening. Don't work too hard tomorrow, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Looking forward to it, Dan. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge to Meter Net. Y'all KI4DOS.
Please checking it out. Kilo Golf 4, Julian Bravo, Indiana. Alpha KG4GIA, Dennison Gaffney. Good evening to you all in at 73.
KI4DOS. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Keith and Columbus. Good evening, Gary and Joy, and everybody on that. Just check me in and out. And Gary, you can get Joy a swing blade. She can use that with the wind blowing or not.
Miss. Edwood, please check in. Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Name's Gabriel. I'm in here, still mobile. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling in.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And Keith, that sling blade would work real good. I got one. But the only problem is it's hard to sling against a chain link fence. That's the only place I get. I really need to use it, and I can't get George to swing it anyway. Need to take the fence up. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. You take care up there. Also, like to say good evening to KN4TZW, Mr. Gabriel. He's mobile up there in Hendersonville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. And Gabriel, if you go across the interstate over there, over around King's Road, go by my sister's house and blow the horn, wake her up. You take care and be careful out there on the mobile. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? call KI4DOS.
4RHK.
RHK. Can I get your name and location?
That was KE4RHK, Kilo Echo.
Corrected. KE4RHK. Go ahead.
Did that comeback? I've been off the air for about 30-some years and 77 years old and just got me an antenna up and getting squared away here and on the air for the first time, like I say, in 30 years.
So, welcome back to the hobby. I know you never really left it, but being off for 30 years, goodness gracious, I'm glad that you got an antenna back up in the air and I blew the cobwebs off the radio so you can get it back on the air.
Well, I sure appreciate that. I'm located here in Greer, South Carolina.
Sure.
My name is David Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N.
Well, I'm glad that you came in and checked in with us tonight. Glad you got your antennas back up in the air. You live over in Greer. There's a lot of hams over that way. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each night, a different net controller. I just happen to be the lucky one in the hot seat on Wednesday nights. The net starts at 9 o'clock and goes until we get through withdrawal or rack you. And glad to have you aboard.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to being there. This is KE4RHK Clear.
You come back again as often as you can. Glad you got your antennas up in the air, and don't be a stranger. Those are additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going to about wrap it up tonight. That's all the rag chewers I got. I don't have anybody else for comments. So I'll tally my stuff up, put it in the computer, and send it up to the repeater for a net report. Folks, had a grand total of 60 tonight. A great net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. That checked in with me tonight. Come back tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling as best I know. And give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS Clear.
K1CJW, are you in there, Walt?
Roland, he might have jumped off there. He said he had to get up 2 o'clock in the morning to get ready for his doctor's appointments.
That bot. Okay. If he's going to get up at 2, yeah, he's in bed already. Thanks a lot. I know he's having a test tomorrow. I'll call him over the weekend. Thanks a lot, K1CJW.
You take care, and glad I could pass that little bit of information on to you. Yeah, he told me about it just a few minutes ago on Ratchet. So we'll talk to you a little bit later. K1CJW, KI4DOS.
Good night, K1CJW.